Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's just pretend for a second, because okay. That's what we do here.
Yep.
We find out that LeBron James gets traded. OG Anunoby's in the deal. Mitchell Robinson's in the deal. And LeBron comes here. Does the Knicks fan, the majority of the Knicks fan, go nuts in a positive way or a negative way? I think still, even with us going, you can't do this, you can't bring in the old superstar. As you said yesterday, it would be like Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. You'd just be waiting for an injury, a disaster
Scherzer,
to happen.
Verlander.
All that stuff. I think that even after all of that, that the fans would be going crazy that LeBron finally got here and would be convincing themselves that the season he had last year, which was a very good season, he would do here, and him and Mike Brown would get back together, and they'd get that elusive championship that they didn't get the first time in Cleveland.
He's going to play defense.
LeBron?
Yeah.
Eh. Off and on.
Mm.
Like everybody else.
I mean, I understand that he would be, no matter where he would end up, it would be an amazing time for us.
Oh, 24/7
LeBron.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, that's a given. But as far as like the reaction, I really do believe there'd be more positive than negative.
Yeah, I think there would be more positive, but I don't think it would be like overwhelmingly positive. I think there would be a lot of people like, you know, I can't believe you're signing a 40-year-old. You got this far. Is he going to get you farther? He couldn't do it. I mean, you know, and are the ingredients here for him to actually do what Rich Paul says he wants to do, and that's win a championship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can he play with Karl Anthony Towns? Can he play with Jalen Brunson? And can he play with, I don't know, Mikal Bridges, I guess, and yeah. Josh Hart?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's so much he has to win a championship on his last couple of years, but I feel like he's thinking that he's on his way to finishing his career like in a more irrelevant way when it comes to like the teams that are in the West. Like they're like around, like you could see them being like a 7-8 seed playing.
Yeah.
Team. Like he doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to retire doing that.
Let me ask you a question. If you were in the front office of the Lakers, you still want to deal with all this, what you've dealt with for the last, 8 years now?
Yeah, I would be done with him. If it were up to me in L.A., and obviously they went and got Luka, and then Luka's going to be there for a much longer time than LeBron's going
to
be.
And they're going to have to pay him. Right. They're going to have to pay Luka.
So I would be like, all right, you know, you're giving us this warning, fine with us. You know, you did what you had to do here. You won the bubble championship. You became a Laker, what you wanted to do, fine. Now go and do what you got to do in the Eastern Conference.
And if L.A. were smart, they would trade him for assets that can help them right now.
Yeah. So that's why.
And there are two assets that if the Knicks did get involved, whoever they end up sending are going to be players that are going to help them and are going to be much younger. And I wouldn't say cheaper, because I think if OG Anunoby, you have to accept this contract, obviously.
Well, yeah, but the money's got to work for LeBron.
Yeah, you know. No, but yeah, but just for 1 year. But the OG Anunoby contract, believe it or not, is a reasonable contract.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got paid a lot of money, but yes. So yeah, I mean, it is, I really do think that the way this offseason has gone so far that he's going to do his best to get to an Eastern Conference team. Now, will that Eastern Conference team accept him? Will Leon Rose say yes? Will the Cavaliers want him back? That I don't know, but he's going to try his damnedest because he wants to get to another finals. He wants to feel relevant again. And I think that he looks and with Luka there as he's thinking, all right, well, that's their future.
Luka doesn't play defense either.
No. But, I mean, there's like 10 players in the NBA that do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're all in the OKC Thunder.
Yeah, apparently. But it's like, you know, that's really where it's at. I think he's thinking like that. Like, it's not in the same way that, like, you felt when they draft a quarterback. but it's almost the same thing. Like, you brought in this younger superstar now. This is the future of the organization is him now. It's clearly not me.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's get some calls in 888-808-1019. Dan in Carteret joins us this morning. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on? I'm not going to be on topic because you're talking about LeBron and the Knicks. And
that's fine.
Care
just
less.
Go, you know, just go for it. There,
yeah, there he is, Dan. A little ray of sunshine. This
yeah,
morning,
Dan in Carteret. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, well, happy Bobby Bonilla Day to you, Mets fans. Happy birthday to your employer. Mm. I heard you talking earlier about the Russell Wilson read, and then Fleas is telling you got a day ball, a birthday wish, you know, and Aaron Boone. I said, well, how fitting is it for me to call in as well?
Yes, I mean, you're definitely, I put you in that same category as in New York sports. When you think about the guys like Aaron Boone, Brian Daboll, you know, Tibbs is no longer here. You know, you're a guy that kind of fills that void.
Right. And the other yeah. aspect to you, Dan, is that you are a loyal listener, always have been, love the radio station, love the personalities on the radio station. And that's something that, you know, that we certainly appreciate.
Yeah, those guys aren't like true loyal fans. They're just, you know, synonymous with New York sports. But when you think about WFAN, the fan, keyword fan, you know, it's about us, the callers. Could not do it without you, as Beningo used to say. So figured that the Mount Rushmore of callers to this show, me being the George Washington, would have to call in and wish you guys a happy birthday. I can't believe Eddie's not there.
Yeah, well, Eddie took this week off. We normally take this week off. But we're taking next week off. So yeah, Dan, definitely we appreciate that. I was a little distracted because Ian Bakley just put out a very long post on X about the coaching search, Ian Bakley of SNY. So I was reading it to see if there was anything actually in there that was interesting. And this is it. Mike Brown's second interview with the Knicks is today. Sources familiar with the process tell SNY. There's a possibility that other head coaching candidates may come in for second interviews. Brown garnered support in his first interview. His interview today will include Knicks owner James Dolan. It's common practice for a candidate to meet with team ownership in late stages of interviews prior to final decision being made. Knicks have also interviewed James Borrego, Taylor Jenkins, Mike Anori, and touch base with South Carolina coach Dawn Staley, according to the school's athletic director. Okay. So, yeah. Not a lot there, but just like Jim Dolan's going to be with Mike Brown today. So he's going to be, you know, I wonder if they'd like do that thing where like they sniff each other's butts, you know, the dogs do, you know, yeah. See if he's okay or not.
Right.
But that's going to happen today. So I don't know what to say.
I mean, so I would think Leon Rose and Worldwide West have got to recommend somebody to Jim Dolan, don't you think? Don't you think they're recommending Mike Brown to Jim Dolan? So now
yes.
Jim Dolan just wants to sit down with him and just hear what he has to say?
I do.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Now, he did say, Ian Begley, that others may come in for a second interview, but
not if Mike Brown hits it out of the park today.
Yeah. Jim Dolan likes him.
He convinces Jim Dolan that, look, man, I'm the guy. I can do this.
All right. Let's go to Aiden in New Jersey. What's going on, Aiden?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I just want to call in and say, if the Knicks trade for LeBron, I'm done with this whole franchise. LeBron just took his player option, $52 million. Not a team player at all. He's asking the Lakers to build a good roster around him. I mean, the guy's just an idiot. He's 42, and he's getting paid $52 million, and he expects the Lakers to do something around him. If the Knicks trade OG and Obi for LeBron, I'm just done. I'm done with this franchise. I'm done overall.
Now, listen, Aiden, I don't want you to get all lathered up here. That has not been something that is reported by an NBA insider. We are speculating if the Knicks were interested and LeBron was pressing or pushing to get to the Eastern Conference, what would the Knicks have to trade?
I still say that I go back to 2010. They rolled out the red carpet for him, and he turned it down. And like we were talking about before, Jim Dolan, you know, does hold grudges. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
So,
but he also is a businessman. He also likes flair and attention and all of those things.
He's got that. They have that.
They had it, and they took a step back with firing it.
Yes, they have.
There's no doubt about that. So now they're back to being, all right, prove yourself. prove to us that, you know, you had proven to us that you weren't the old Knicks. Now we don't know anymore. So what are you going to do here?
Again, as we speculate, we talk about all this stuff because that's what we do here, and we give our opinions on things. I just go back to 2010, where he had every opportunity to come here and build a legacy. I mean, the one thing I will say, Carmelo Anthony came here, and he tried to do it, and he could not do it. And given a large part of that is not only it's some of it's him, but a lot of it was the instability of the team and the people around him and who was running the team, who was coaching the team. Was he running the team? All of that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And it took Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau to get us out of that malaise.
Yes, malaise is true.
And we finally got to some sort of stability, and here we are again, unstable.
Yeah. Which, an unstable in an unprecedented way. Meaning that no team has gone through their offseason like this, where they've gone through a draft and free agency is starting and they don't have a coach. Wild. Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Wild.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.